الحمد لله، الله يبارك فيك.
الله يكرمك، كيف الحال؟ الحمد لله.
الله يجزيك الخير، أنا الحمد لله معك.
خليني أكون الحمد لله، أهلا وسهلا.
الله يبارك.
جاهزين في بيت؟
نعم إن شاء الله، جاهزين إن شاء الله.
طيب خير إن شاء الله،
نبدأ؟ نتوكل على الله. والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. The Sheikh started by saying that there is no doubt that the person he searches in his life for the path of happiness, and he searches for and he runs away from the path of destruction that would lead him to misery And before I continue, today we're just gonna discuss a general topic rather than the fiqh class. We will postpone that for next weekend, and today we'll have a general class about tazkiyatun nafs, purification of the soul. So to continue The Sheikh said, the Sheikh mentioned, Habibullah, that the person searches in his life for the path of happiness and runs away from the path of misery. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that all of you will enter Jannah except those. He said, "Kullu ummati yadkhuluna al-jannah." All of my ummah will enter Jannah except those who refuse to do so. So the Sahaba, they asked, "And who refuses to enter Jannah, O Messenger of Allah?" They said, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied that whoever obeys me will enter Jannah, and whoever disobey me will enter fire. And in another hadith narrated by Abu Umama, he said, the Prophet said all of you will enter Jannah except who refuses and runs away from Allah like the camel runs away from the owner. So in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicated that all of the people will enter Jannah except those who refuse and those who run away from Allah and run away from Allah's mercy and Allah's orders, like the camel that runs away from their owners because he doesn't know what's beneficial for him. So the camel that runs away from the owners and doesn't know what's good for him, similarly the one who doesn't enter Jannah is the one that runs away from Allah, similar to that camel that runs away from their owner because they don't know where their benefit or what's beneficial for them. So all the people of hellfire, they enter hellfire because they refuse to enter Jannah. And the Sahaba, they wondered about who would refuse this offer to enter Jannah. And the Prophet ﷺ indicated that whoever obeys him will enter Jannah, and whoever disobey him will enter hellfire. Naam Shaykh. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قرأ بعد الحديث. نعم. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after saying the hadith that all of you will enter Jannah except those who refuse and except for those who refuses and runs away from Allah, similar to the camel running away from its owner, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited to further clarify. He said, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى, as for him who gives in charity and keeps his duty to Allah and fears him, وصدق بالحسنى, and believes in الحسنى, فسنيسره لليسرى, we will make smooth for him the path of goodness. وأما من بخل واستغنى, but he who is greedy and thinks that he is self-sufficient, not in need for Allah, وكذب بالحسنى, and denies الحسنى, فسنيسره للعسرى, we will make easy from the path of evil. نعم شيخ.
من أعطى يعني أعطى ما أوجب الله عز وجل أن يعطيه, يعني إنفاق من المال المتضمن الزكاة الواجبة, الصدقات النافلة, النفقة على العيال وجميع
As for he who gives, meaning he who gives whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obligated for him to give of the zakah, and whatever he gives from the sadaqah, the charity, the voluntary charity that he gives, and whatever he spends on his family and his children. And this is what the meaning of fa'amma man a'ta, those who give, meaning they give from their money and from their wealth for the sake of Allah. Wattaqa, ittaqa, itta, meaning have the piety of Allah, and to stay away from whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevented. And there are many definitions of the meaning of those who have taqwa, and it is sufficient for us to say about it what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about it when he said in the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This is the book where there's no doubt in it, a guidance for those who are al-muttaqeen. And then Allah described those, the attributes of al-muttaqeen, and he said, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, those who believe in the ghayb, in the unseen, وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ, and they establish salah, prayers, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and they spend from what we give them. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ, and who believe in that which was been sent down to you, to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and whatever was sent before him, and in the Day of Judgment they believe. So the taqwa, it includes believing in the unseen, and believe and establishing the salah, and giving from the wealth, and believing in whatever was revealed. So it includes more than just what many people think. It includes the true belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it includes the implementing the true ubudiyyah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam. So as for those, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى, as for those who gave and have the taqwa of Allah, وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى, and they believe in الْحُسْنَى, and الْحُسْنَى, they said that it means لا إله إلا الله, and they said that it means the Jannah, and they said it means the promise of Allah, whatever Allah promised, and they said it means that he believes that Allah will make up whatever he lost in spending for his sake. So فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى, those who gives, and then he believed in the Husna, believed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him for whatever he gave and spent for the sake of Allah, and will make it up for him. So all of these are correct meanings of صَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى, and there is no contradictions between these meanings. So and another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says وَكُلَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى, and all of these Allah have promised al-husna, meaning al-jannah. So it means al-jannah, it means to believe in the promises of Allah, and believing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him for what they did, and all of these meanings can be combined in the meaning of al-husna. Naam, Shaykh. Naam, tafaddal, Shaykh. هذا قول ابن عباس رضي الله عنه قال عجبت من الكلبة وعجبت من الشاة. نعم. وأن الشاة يهدى منها وتذبح ومع ذلك أن الله يعني يبارك فيها. نعم. جزاك الله. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he blesses those who gives for his sake, as he subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ, and whatever you spend for the sake of Allah, then Allah will make it up for you. Allah will reward you back, will give you that back. And Ibn Abbas said, without being stingy in what you spend, and without spending in extravagant. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he also said that I am amazed from the dog. When she has babies, she has that number and that number, meaning she produces a lot. And as for the shah, she has only one or two. And as for the sheep, it has one or two. And although the sheep we slaughter from it, and it is given from it, and yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the number of sheep are much, much more than the number of dogs. So in this hadith, Ibn Abbas indicates that he is amazed from how the dogs, they are producing a much greater number, and that it has it has many, many, many babies at one time. And as for the sheep, they have only one or two. But and even and still from the sheep we slaughter and from the, we give away, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts all the blessings in the sheep, and their numbers outgrow the number of dogs, and because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses it. So whoever believes, he whoever spends for the sake of Allah, and whenever he spends it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake, then he should trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put barakah in this, whatever he's spending, and will bless it and multiply it. Naam. الخاط ما كانش واضح شوية، ممكن تعيد أول حديثين، أول في الحديث اللي كتبت معظم ما من ذي رحم يسأله من نعم هذا واضح. بس ايش اخر آخر كلمتين تقال لها شجاع تتلمض. إلا منع الله عنه معروفه يوم القيامة. نعم. طيب بارك الله فيك. جزاك الله. So the Sheikh continues talking about spending, and he said that the Muslim, the person should spend and shouldn't fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the one who is the owner of al-Arsh, the throne. He shouldn't fear any poverty, and he shouldn't fear that Allah will give him less because of what he's spending. So we should spend on ourselves, and spend on our children, and spend on our wives, and spend on our those who we are responsible for, and we should spend on building the houses of Allah, and spend on for the sake of Allah, and have certainty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us back for what we gave, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless that what we gave for His sake, and especially spending on the relatives, and spending on those who have, you have a kinship relation with. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there isn't a man, his cousin comes up to him and he asks him for whatever, from whatever Allah have given him, and he refuses to give him, except that Allah will refuses to show him from his bounties in the Day of Judgment. So there's not a, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicated that there's not a man that his cousin comes up to him and asks him from whatever Allah have given him, and he refuses, except that Allah will refuse to give him from his bounties in the Day of Judgment. And also Rasulullah mentioned another hadith that there isn't a person who comes to his relative, or comes to a person who has, he has a kinship with, a relation with, and he comes and his relative asks him from whatever Allah have given him, and he refuses, except that Allah will take a snake from Jahannam, and it's called Shuja', it will be wrapped around him in the Day of Judgment. So there isn't a person who goes, who comes for to a person, who visits a person that he has a relationship with, or kinship with, and he asks him from whatever Allah has given him, and he refuses, except that that person who refuses, he will be, a snake will be taken out of Jahannam and thrown and tied upon his neck in the Day of Judgment. And also the Prophet ﷺ indicated the importance of giving the neighbor, and he said that how many neighbors are hanging on their neighbors, and they will say to Allah, this is the one who closed his doors in my face, and he refused to give me from his whatever he had. And although all these ahadith encourages us to give for the sake of Allah and not refuse and not reject giving those who ask us for help and ask us for from our wealth, it is upon the Muslim, it is a must upon the Muslim that he refuses to ask people for money, and that he stays away from that. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave Umar once money without Umar asking for it. The Prophet ﷺ went to Umar and he gave him money, and Umar rejected and refused that, to take the money, and he said, oh Prophet of Allah, give it to somebody else who is more needy of that money than me. He said, oh Umar, if you receive some of this rizq without you looking forward for it or asking for it, then take it and do not reject it. It is from Allah. So it is, if you receive money from others without you looking forward and asking for this money, there is no harm of taking it. But it is wrong to go and ask people and look forward from to take from people's money, and rather it is more befitting for the Muslim not to ask for other people's money. Naam Shah. Attributes of those who are ata wa taqa, those who gave and had piety of Allah and taqwa, wa saddaqa bil husna, and they believed in the promise of Allah, and they believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them and will make up for them whatever they spend in this sake, and these are the attributes of the people of Jannah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى, then we'll make easy for them the path of then will make easy for them the path of yusra. It means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make easy for them to go and to do more of actions, and to Allah will facilitate for them the path of righteousness, and Allah will facilitate for them the path of Allah will facilitate for them the actions or the righteous actions and acts of worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them and facilitate for them the path to Jannah. So we should reflect upon ourselves and see that are we amongst those who give for the sake of Allah, and those who fear Allah, and those who have the taqwa of Allah, and those who we believe that in and that we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us from what we did, and will replace what we gave for His sake and multiply for us or not. And are we amongst those that Allah facilitate for them the path for acting for the acts of worship and the path of being obedient to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam Shaykh.
الصدقة بخلة بكل هذه المعاني والكلام حول الأموال وقبلت الكثير كثيرة يعني، وكان قد غلط أصلا يعني غلط على التفصيلات وبيان المفردات السابقة، والآن بخلة وقد يقعد على نفسه، قد يقعد على زوجي، قد يقعد على أهلي، على أقربائي، على يعني يدخل ما أوجب الله عز وجل عن كل فرق، إيه؟ مستغنى أو مستغنى عن ربه سبحانه وتعالى عياذا بالله عز وجل، استغنى عن الجنة، استغنى عن رحمة الله عياذا بالله، وكذب بالحسنى، كذب يعني كما قلنا بعض يعني ما قالوا أهل التفسير، كذب إله الله، كذب بوعود الله، كذب بالخلق أن الله عز وجل سيخلقه، يقول إذا أنفق هذه الأموال فستذهب وتمحق لم تعلق، فيرى أن إنفاقه يعني خسارة عياذا بالله عز وجل، فلا يزكي ولا يتصدق ولا ينفق في الأشياء التي أودعها الله فيها الإنفاق. من فعل هذه الأفعال أو اتصف بهذه الصفات يقول الله عز وجل فسنيسره للعسرى، للحلة العسرى، لصفات العسرى، لصفات آل النار عياذا بالله عز وجل. يعني التصرفات والسلوكيات القناعات الاعتقادات كلها هي يعني من شأن آل النار عياذا بالله عز وجل. لا يوفق غير العمل الصالح، يقولون مرض فزادهم الله مرضا.
وأما من بخل واستغنى. And as for that who was stingy, he was stingy from giving and spending and for the sake of Allah, and he was stingy for spending upon himself, and he was stingy to spend upon his family, and he was stingy to spend upon those who he was obligated to spend upon. He was stingy to spend in all of these that we mentioned before. And istaghna, meaning he thought he was self-sufficient. He thought he is not in need for Allah, nor is he in need to Jannah, nor is he in need for the mercy of Allah. And kadhaba bil husna, and he denied and rejected la ilaha illallah. He denied and rejected the promises of Allah. He denied and rejected that Allah will make up whatever he spends for his sake, that Allah will multiply it for him. And he thought that if he spends for Allah's sake, he will lose, and he will miss out on all this money he's spending. And he didn't believe that Allah will make it up for him. And so those who are that's their attributes. فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى. We will facilitate for them the path of evil. And they will have the actions, and they will be described with the actions of the people of hellfire. And they will have the attributes of the people of hellfire. And they will have the beliefs of the people of hellfire. And they will be and Allah will facilitate for them that path, the path to hellfire. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, في قلوبهم مرض, in their hearts there is disease, فزادهم الله مرضا, then Allah increased them in their disease. نعم شيخ. علينا
ننظر في صفات أهل الجنة وصفات أهل النار التي بينها الله عز وجل، وأن نعرف أن نكون من أهل الجنة وأن نخشى أن نكون من أهل النار عياذا بالله عز وجل. فمن أرى في نفسه أنه يعطي ويجود ويبذل، هذه صفة من صفات الجنة. اتقى واجتنب محارم الله من صفات الجنة. صدق بالخلق من الله من صفات الجنة. يرى بأن الله عز وجل قد يفتح له الحلة اليسرى، صفات الجنة، الطاعات، تشرح صدره الإيمان، فهذه من صفات الجنة. لكن إذا لاحظ من نفسه البخل حتى على نفسه، حتى على الأنام، حتى على الأقربين، على الأرحام، إذا كان يفكر أن يدعوه من الطعام يقول ينقص من كذا وكذا وكذا وأخسر كذا وكذا، يحسب كل هذه الحسابات. هذه صفات أهل النار عياذا بالله عز وجل، أن يكون يعني بخيلا. ومن بخل واستغنى عن ربه، استغنى عن الجنة، الإنسان يشعر أنه فقير إلى الله، فقير إلى الله، يسارع إلى الجنة، أنه لا يستغني عن هذه الجنة التي هي دار القرار، دار السعادة. وكذلك إذا كان الشيطان يأتيه ويقول إذا أنفقت أنت ستخسر، لن تخلف، فهذا ضرب مروط عياذا بالله عز وجل. هذا الإيمان، لأن الله عز وجل ينفق، فعليه أن يؤمن بأن الله عز وجل سيخلقه، وأن الله عز وجل سيعطيه، وليحذر من التكذيب بالحسنى. فهذه الأمور، البخل، الاستغناء عن رب العالمين، الاستغناء عن سعادة الآخرة، عدم تفكر في مصير، يعني لا يتدقق الإنسان في مصيره، التكذيب لوجود الله هذا كله عياذا بالله عز وجل تقود الى التيسير للعسره، لمحبه العسره، اتفاق اهل النار، ويجب علينا ان ننظر في انفسنا وبشكل دائم ان نراقب انفاقنا، نراقب تقوانا، نراقب اعتقادنا، نراقب ماذا قد فعل الله عز وجل بنا، هل نحن نتقدم أن نتأخر، أن نحقق الطاعات، أن لا نحقق الطاعات، انشرح هذه الحلول في تحقيق الطاعات ونفرح كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: إذا فرطت حسنتك وساءتك سيئتك فأنت مؤمن، إذا فرطت حسنتك وساءتك سيئتك فأنت مؤمن، ولكن علينا أن نخشى الظهور كما قلت، وأن نخشى يعني التفكر في أمر الآخرة، أن نخشى أن نرى الإنسان من نفسه أنه يسفر الأسرة، وهذه اللعنة عياذا بالله عز وجل أن ينتقل من ذنب إلى ذنب حتى يقدم على قلبه، وربما يكون الإنسان هذا حتى أصلا يعني قدم على قلبه من قبل، وهنالك من يعني يقدم على قلبه بسبب انتقام من ذنب إلى ذنب، لكن بعض الناس قارفوا هذه الذنوب من قبل وانتقلوا من ذنب إلى ذنب، لم يعني يتوبوا إلى الله ولم يستغفروا ولم يعني يذكروا في توحيد الخالق ونيابة إليه والتوبة، فلذلك ختم الله عز وجل على قلوبهم وكانوا من أهل النار. فعلينا أن إذا دائما أن نجعل هذا لنا شعارا، وأن هذا راية، وأن ننظر في هذه السلوكيات في اعتقادنا وفي سلوكياتنا وفي أخلاقنا وفي إنفاقنا، حتى نرى أننا بالفعل نتسم ونتصف بصفات أهل النار أو بصفات أهل الجنة، لكننا دائما يجب علينا أن نسأل الله أن نكون من أهل الجنة، وأن يجنبنا الله النار، أو أن يجنبنا الله عز وجل من النار.
So we should look and reflect upon, do we have the attributes of the people of Jannah? And we should fear that we have the attributes of the people of Hellfire, and the attributes that of the people of Jannah that they give for the sake of Allah, and that they believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace that what they spend for His sake, and that it will not decrease their wealth from whatever they spend. And we should see that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facilitating for us the path to do actions, and to do a righteous action after a righteous action after a righteous action, and is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opening our hearts to believe in Him, and opening our hearts to believing in Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and following His orders. So these are the attributes of the people of Jannah. And as if we see of ourselves and notice that we have stinginess, and that we are afraid to spend because we think that this will decrease from our wealth, and if you were come to invite your family, you would think, oh, this is might decrease from my wealth if I spend that much money on this and that, and you start counting how much money and it's gonna decrease. So if we start thinking like that and not believing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace it, then these are the attributes of the people of Hellfire. And also from the attributes of the people of Hellfire, that they will think that they are not in need for Jannah and not in need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, the Muslim, he feels that he is in need for Allah's mercy, and that he is poor to Allah, and he is in need for the Jannah, and he is in need to receive this from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and receive the reward from Allah, and he is in need to receive the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Muslim feels and believes. And also from the attributes of the people of Hellfire, that they will think that They don't believe that Allah will replace whatever they give for the sake. And shaitan will come to them and will tell a person that if you spend, you will lose. You will decrease, your wealth will decrease. So don't spend and hold. And these are what the... So all of these attributes, they lead a person to al-usra. They lead a person to this, that Allah will facilitate for them the path to misery. And by that, they will go from doing a sin to a sin. They will move from disobedient to a disobedient, from a disobedient to a disobedient, until Allah will seal their hearts from guidance. And until they will die upon this, they will die without repenting or thinking of what they're doing, and without reflecting that they are from the people of hellfire. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if your hasana pleases you, if your good action pleases you, and if your bad action hurts you and saddens you, then you are a believer. So the believer is the one that his actions, his good actions pleases him, and his evil actions upsets him and saddens him. So this is the believer. So we should fear stinginess, and we should fear to have any of these attributes of the people of hellfire. And we should see in ourselves and make sure that we have the attributes of the people of Jannah. And we ask Allah to make us upon those who follow and look for the to be among the people of Jannah, and we seek refuge to be and have the attributes of the people of hellfire. نعم شيخ.
في هذا قبل جاء يعني ضرب سنة إذا كان عند الإخوة أسئلة تتعلق بالموضوع نفسه فتفضلوا يعني معدل خمس دقائق من الزوج.
نعم وفي كان في سؤال شيخ يعني انه الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني كان يعني السؤال انه لماذا الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم منع أزواجه من الصدقة يعني والله بحاول أقرأ السؤال أفهم يعني إيش المقصود بالسؤال خليني لحظة بس أستفسر عن السؤال هذا وأشوف إيش المقصود منه يعني اظن السؤال يسال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم منع ازواجه من يعني اذا كان اذا تصدق احد عليهم فلا ياذن لازواجه ان ياخذوا من الصدقه يعني وأظن السؤال يعني أنه الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم لما كان يأتي صدق يعني الناس يأتوا بصدقاتهم للرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يعطيها لأزواجه. نعم. نعم 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 أظن هذا. نعم نعم نعم.
خصوصية
هذه خصوصية. نعم نعم والله نعم أظن هذا السؤال يعني إنه. طيب جزاك الله خير. طيب أظن هذا يعني ما هذا جزاك الله خير شيخ يعني هذا السؤال الوحيد اللي كان موجود يعني في هذا الموضوع.
الله يكرمك
الله يبارك فيك. كان في سؤال آخر عم بشكل عام يعني مش هذا الموضوع.
إذا
كان يعني إنه المقصود في الأعياد في يعني احتفال يعني المسلم بالعيد فإذا كان يعني إذا كان من يعني عاد إذا كان هناك عادات وتقاليد يعني للعائلة في الاحتفال بالعيد بشكل معين فهل هذا يعني يدخل في يعني إنه قد يكون من البدع أو فمثلا يعني إعطاء الهدايا في كل عيد يعني إنه العائلة تعودت إنه كل عيد تتبادل الهدايا أو مثلا أن أو من هذا الشكل يعني فهل هذا فيه حرج؟
يعني هو بالنسبة لقضية العيد في الصلاة الصلاة المصلى وإذا لقي المسلم أخاه المسلم فقلت تقبل مني وإياك. يعني كما عرض وقلت ذلك في السلف الصالح. فالعيد هذا لا نحاول أن يلتزم بصفة معينة. جلس بهذا التزامة لكن أحيانا مثلا الإنسان يفضل يكون بين الأقارب يريد إدخال البهجة يحتفل بطريقة معينة لكن لا يلتزم يعني شيئا يفعله النبي عليه السلام وأصحابه رضي الله عنهم يعني حتى كان الشيخ رحمه الله يقول زيارة الأحياء للأحياء في العيد كزيارة الأحياء للأموات يعني إنه يقول مثلا وعائد على هذا وعلى هذا وعلى هذا ما عرف هذا عن السلف يعني فيما يعلم انهم كانوا يفعلون هذا لكن ممكن مثلا الانسان بالعيد يحب ان يزور مثلا اقرب الناس اليه او ان يتقوا مثلا يعني على طعام او على شراب او ان تلبي هدايا ما في مانع ما لا مانع ولكن على ان لا يلتزم بالصلاه او بشيء معين وقد يكون هنالك شيء احيانا مثلا بعض الناس يقول الله اكبر يا اخي انت تريد ان تمنع الناس ان تذهب يعني مثلا وهي ذاتيه مثلا لاقاربه فنحن نقول اصلا لو كان هنالك تواصل في الزياره من قبل هذا الغريب لاقاربه وارحامه واهله مثلا في غالب العام فهو يستطيع ان يستغني يوم العيد لكن أحيانا بعض الناس يخضع طول العام ويقتصر على يعني يومين العيد فهذا هو يريد أن يعوض ويرى أن هذه فرصة مثلا يعني هل يصل التواصل لا القطيعة لا في التواصل لكن يجوز يعني بعض الأمور المتعلقة على أن لا تلتزم بالنسبة لقضية العيد إدخال البهجة مثلا
Your call was ended because you no longer have sufficient funds to continue the call. Your balance has been completed.
Okay, and by that we end the class by and there was a question regarding that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't give his wife the furniture from sadaqah. The Sheikh said that, and that is because the sadaqah to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam household is prohibited, and this is something special for the household of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he also indicated that that in general, if a person he receives money without looking, without wishing for it, and without asking for it, there is no harm from getting it. And that as for a person, if he doesn't need, if he's not in need for money, he shouldn't ask and he shouldn't look forward for people's money and people's sadaqah and people's zakah. And the Prophet ﷺ said that the sadaqah is awsakhun nas. It is the filthy money of the people. And the person, he shouldn't take from this money unless he is in need for it. And there's another question regarding having certain rituals during Eid or certain habits during Eid that the family has. And he said that the Eid in Islam, whatever the Prophet ﷺ indicated, is the Salatul Eid. And saying that Allah accept from you and from me and you when you meet your brother, your Muslim brother or your Muslim sister. But it is not appropriate to abide with other certain acts during the Eid. So, for example, there is no harm of entering happiness and between the family or relatives and doing any acts that will from visiting or going out and eating and having happiness between the family members. There is no harm in that. But as for making a habit and a tradition every single Eid of the same act, then that should be avoided. So, for example, Sheikh Albani rahimahullah even mentioned about that people would only visit their relatives during Eid. They would not visit their relatives throughout the entire year, and except for Eid, they will visit their relatives. And he said, visiting the live people only during Eid is like visiting the dead people only during Eid. So you should visit, you know, the graves throughout the whole year, not only during Eid. And similarly, you should visit the relatives and your family members throughout the whole year, not only during Eid. And making Eid the only occasion where you do that, this is where that this was not narrated from the Salaf, from our pious predecessors, that they used to do that, where there's only in Eid they will visit. There is only in Eid they will do that, and he was continuing upon that, but the phone was cut off. So, JazakAllah khair. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.